Welcome to the OIS Podcast, where you get candid conversations with the leaders and drivers of ophthalmic innovation. And now, here's our host, Tom Salemi.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the OIS Podcast. This is Tom Salemi. Thanks for joining us. I hope you joined us last week at OIS at AAO. We had over 1,000 people packing, and I mean packing the ballroom at the Hyatt Regency New Orleans. It was a full day of company presentations and panel discussions. Lots of great material and discussions that we'll be sending you in coming weeks. So keep an eye out for that great content. And I also had the opportunity to do some terrific sit-downs with ophthalmology's leaders. I had a little space set up out front, and we'll be presenting those discussions to you in the near future too, both in video format, but also on this podcast. One of those conversations was with Brent Saunders, the chairman, CEO, and president of Allergan. I had a chance to speak with Brent after he appeared on our Masters of Industry panel, and the conversation did not go on for as long as I like because, quite frankly, it was very noisy. This was outside the ballroom door. We had hundreds of people networking right around us, and while it gives you a flavor of the day, it didn't really allow for some of the longer conversations that I enjoy having, but I was able to, ask some important questions of Brent and Allergan, and I think get the answers that you want to hear. So I hope you do enjoy this conversation with Brent Saunders. Before I let you go, though, I wanted to give you a heads up. We have some housekeeping news. We won't be sending out an OIS weekly newsletter next week due to the Thanksgiving holiday, and I'll give you a little more information about that at the end of this podcast. Now let's hear from Brent Saunders of Allergan. Well, we're here with Brent Saunders of Allergan. Brent, thank you for taking a few minutes.
Thanks you for having me. It's great to be here.
And I want to follow up on your plans for the future. You've made some great acquisitions of late of earlier stage companies. You brought TruTear out after buying Oculive, bought Foresight Company. How are you viewing the early stage space? Are there still places where you want to grow?
Yeah, so I would say Allergan is very committed, first and foremost, to eye care. It's our heritage. We've been in the business 70 years. And it's an area with still a huge unmet medical need, and so we need to continue to invest. The early stage deals we've done in the last few years have really worked out in ophthalmology, so that gives me a lot of enthusiasm to continue to look at early stage deals. In fact, we have a whole business development team here at OIS and then AAO for the rest of the weekend, meeting and looking at all sorts of new technologies. So very focused on it and very committed to it.
So your comment about your commitment to ophthalmology, I guess that's a counter to some of the conversations about whether there'd be a breakup of Allergan. I know you said there wouldn't be an analyst call. Can we take that as a commitment that you're here to stay?
Yeah, so we are not pursuing or thinking about a breakup. We think we have a great strategy for the company as it stands today. And look, we had a loss of a very important product exclusivity, right, with Restasis. But that in and of itself is not a reason to change your strategy. In the biopharmaceutical world, loss of exclusivities, loss of patents is part of the life cycle. It's an unfortunate part of the life cycle, but that's something we'll have to deal with, and we're not going to change strategy merely as a result of that.
In a recent call regarding Restasis, it was mentioned that you would find places to cut if you had to offset any sort of losses. Is that something you feel would be felt externally by ophthalmologists? Or?
Yeah, I really hope not. Look, the whole company is going to have to tighten its belt and look for ways to offset some of the loss of a big product like Restasis when a generic enters the market. And so we'll look across the entire company, not just eye care. And really, everything we do, we try to do with a customer focus. So I really hope that ophthalmologists and eye care professionals don't feel any impact from it. If they do, they have the right to email me and we can talk about it.
Or you're on Twitter.
And then they can tweet with me, yes. But no, I do want to hear, and as you know, you will blast this out probably, if people do feel that change, if and when it happens, we should know about it.
Well, are you hearing anything from the ophthalmologists about Restasis and that whole conversation? As you've obviously heard things from Wall Street and other quarters, but how about within the ophthalmologists?
No, in fact, you know, the dry eye market continues to perform well overall. The market continues to grow. Restasis is growing faster than the market. We've, you know, a few weeks since the decision's been out, doesn't make a trend, but the product continues to perform incredibly well, which means ophthalmologists are voting with their prescription pad. They like the product. They like what it does for their patients.
Excellent. Going back to innovation, we're at our point where this is number 9. We're doing number 10 next year of OIS at AAO. You've been in this sector for a long time. How has ophthalmology changed over this past decade that there has been an OIS? Not that I'm connecting any of it to us.
Right.
But.
Well, I think this meeting is symbolic of a lot of the great things that have been happening in ophthalmology. I remember coming to this meeting several years ago, and what it is today, it's just remarkable how it's evolved. And I think that's true of the whole profession, right? The use of technologies, the innovators that come here, the venture capital guys that come here, the big company guys, the small company folks. It really is a community. And I think in this community, like we see at this great meeting OIS, everybody trying to work together to solve problems, to figure out where is the next innovation, where should we invest to help patients, and what new promising treatments and products and diagnostics and technologies are going to help people.
I'm hearing a lot more talk about digital here than I have in years past. I know we've had portions of an agenda dedicated to digital, but a lot of the time in the master's panel was spent on that. With that being said, 10 years from now, what is Allergan going to be selling to? Allergan to be selling into the ophthalmology market? What will it look like?
Yeah, I mean, my hope is we'll be selling cutting-edge, novel technologies. We've recently spending a lot of money in gene editing, and my guess is gene therapies in 10 years will really become a mainstay of how we actually cure disease versus treat disease. And so I think we'll be in a really exciting time. That being said, we may not be doing it as much with sales reps or television commercials. We may be doing it with more digital media. We may be doing it more with digital connections with our customers and things like that. So I think the next decade for both science and technology and the way we work is going to be incredibly exciting.
You may be having a virtual OIS by that point.
You may be doing this meeting. This interview we could be doing.
That's
that
right. We don't have to be in the same room. Just a final question. Other earlier R&D projects at Allergan you want to highlight and let folks know about?
Yeah, so we have a lot in development. We have vermetoprost SR. We have the periocular ring for glaucoma in development. But more importantly, at the end of this year, we'll learn a lot more about our anti-VEGF or DARPin, Abicipar. And we should get some readouts from our big phase 3 study at the end of the year. Hopefully we can achieve a 12-week dosing regimen in a safe and efficacious way. But, we won't know until we get the data.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to seeing those results. I'm sure they'll be positive, and we'll see you at a future OIS.
Great. Well, thank you for having me.
Well, that is a wrap. Brent Saunders of Allergan, thanks for joining us on the OIS podcast, and thank you to the folks at Allergan for helping to make that happen. Thank you, again, everyone who joined us at OIS at AAO last week. What a tremendous success. Wonderful to have you all there. I'd like to thank, in particular, our many sponsors. And we cannot do this event without you, so we really do appreciate the support. In particular, I'd like to thank our lead sponsors, Aerie, Alcon, Bayer, Johnson & Johnson Vision, Santen, and Zeiss. We'll be hearing from many of them in coming weeks. I was able to sit down with their representatives, and we'll be bringing you their stories, both on this podcast and in video format. So please keep an eye out for those videos going forward. Also, quick housekeeping note, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, we will not be sending out an OIS weekly newsletter next week. Instead, we'll be taking a break for the Thanksgiving holiday, but we will be sending out a podcast. So if you get the podcast via the newsletter, here's what you can do. You can subscribe to the podcast. Look at whatever device you're listening to the podcast right now, and there's a subscribe button. Push that a couple of times and follow the instructions, and you'll have future podcasts sent directly to your listening device. So it's a great way to keep on top of things, because actually we send the podcast out a few hours usually before the newsletter, so you'll be among the first to receive this great content. Finally, if you have any thoughts about OIS at AAO last week or any ways to improve the content we're sending out of the podcast, do feel free to email me, tom@healthagy.com. That's the word health, followed by the letters EGY.com. Healthagy is the proud producer of OIS and the OIS podcast, and I'd very much love to hear from you. That's a wrap, folks. Again, we'll be sending out content from OIS at AAO in the coming weeks. Keep your eyes peeled for that, and tune in next week for another tale of innovation on the OIS podcast.